A podcast on Avi Loeb's hypothesis.
Today's podcast deals with Avi Loeb's hypothesis and its reception worldwide. Mary and Josh are talking about Professor Avi Loeb, who claims it would be arrogant to think we're alone in the universe.
Hi, Josh. I'm a big fan of astronomy and outer space. Did you read that in 2017, astronomers at the University of Hawaii spotted this oddly shaped thing kind of tumbling away from our planet?
Yeah, I heard about that, and that they named it Oumuamua and classified it an interstellar asteroid, the first known to visit our solar system.
It was actually really interesting because nobody could say for sure what it was. The more data was collected, the more mysterious the object seemed, and Avi Loeb, an astrophysicist, said that time after time, it looked unusual.
Well, true. I read his book Extraterrestrial, where he argues that Oumuamua was designed, built, and launched by an extraterrestrial intelligence.
Oh, yeah. He and one of his students, Shmuel Biali, developed a theory that Oumuamua wasn't an asteroid or any other natural object. They described it as being a huge pancake-shaped sail, less than a millimetre thick, propelled by the sun's radiation, and made by something or someone out there.
Right. He and Biali claimed that Oumuamua may have been sent by an alien civilization to collect data.
But nobody can be sure about that because nobody was able to get a picture of the object while it was within range.
Well, yeah, but Loeb thinks that Oumuamua gives us an answer to the biggest question of all. Is there anybody else out there?
Yeah, that's the big question. But their answer was not widely accepted. Because when Loeb and Biali published their theory, the story went viral, and they became known as Harvard scientists who believed in aliens. The scientific community did not react in a positive way. Colleagues turned their noses up, and some even said that the theory was insulting.
Yeah, I also read that there was a public outcry on social media, but there are also other hypotheses. Some scientists think that the object was a giant hunk of frozen hydrogen, which burns transparently, and others think it was a huge cloud of loosely bound particles.
Well, those theories cannot be proved either. And Avi Loeb sums up by stating that nature is not known to produce pure hydrogen comets or fluffy dust clouds, so extraterrestrial life is not as far-fetched a theory as it seems.
True. This shows that every community has its code of conduct and hidden rules.
Yeah.